Father, we just thank you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We want words of light. Deliver us from confusion. Deliver us from this mass craziness that's going on. We thank you, Lord, that you are the same. You never change. So we ask you for your truth, for your light. In Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. So I just want to go through some. This morning, yesterday, my whole thing changed. I wanted to share some other things, but I think today I need to kind of just go another level. There's a lot of things I know that's coming, but I think if we get overwhelmed, it sounds like listening to the news. And I was like, I don't want to sound like the news, the bad news. I want to keep it as the good news. But we are dealing with lawlessness right now. And the Bible talks about lawlessness in Matthew 24:12. The iniquity shall abound. And we're seeing abounding lawlessness, which was told us in the Bible. And unfortunately, many of our churches have been infiltrated, as we've talked about, and the preachers weren't telling you what's coming and what's going on in our culture. They made church more of a club, entertainment. You can be a member. If you leave, you're just, you can't talk to anyone that leaves your club. I mean, they're just a leper. And churches started, just the whole purpose was to see how popular they could be in the culture. Well, we're seeing now that those very churches are very useless. Many of them, there's good preachers everywhere, but there's also part of the agenda that we've talked about, that real churches are preparing people for what's here. And the culture, we need to pray for, but we need to get people born again in this hour, because it's about hearts and souls at this point, and getting people to see truth. And the Bible talks about deception, and there's so much deception and confusion. Those are the things, confusion and deception, doublespeak, and division. Can our country be more divided? Yes, it can be, and it will be. This is the beginning of chaos and lawlessness, as we know. Some people don't want to hear this, but as it comes and approaches, you need to be prepared. And I want to kind of end some things with how you need to be prepared, what you can do. Well, maybe I'll just say now, get a generator. They're talking a lot about blackouts everywhere I've been listening to. It's always good to have a backup generator. It's always good to have cash on hand. It's always good to have extra food, because we are living in some dark times. And that doesn't mean you're in unbelief or fear. It just means be smart, be prepared. Joseph prepared for days of famine. And there's many things happening. And just be prepared. Don't be afraid, but be prepared. There's definitely a difference. Because we're living in a day of lawlessness. And we're in a spiritual battle. And even though we win in the end, there's going to be a lot of casualties in between. And this is what we've not been prepared for, because we were taught in our churches, basically, you're a God. You have what you say. You can do all this. You thought you had a whole lot more authority. Very little was ever talked about the devil, that he's going to arise. And as a result, we were distracted. In our churches, we were distracted and not prepared for what's coming. But the Bible, if you were reading it, contradicts a lot of these false prophets, because they say nothing bad's going to happen, where God tells us, just read Matthew 24, and he'll tell you the famine and the pest, all the things that are there that are happening in some places of the world, maybe not where you live. And that's the other thing I wanted to say. Please send me an email. Mark will put it down below. And let me know what's happening in your country and what's happening in your state. I'd really like to know, so we can let other people know what's going on. We used to be able to see a lot more news. Now it's censored. Have you noticed you don't get to see what's going on in other places, in other parts of the country? In war, the first thing they do is what? Cut communications. So we need to stay connected. And I'm not the best typist, but now I've figured out how I can talk in that little microphone. You have to keep correcting it, makes so many mistakes. But I try to answer every email. I don't. I've just been overwhelmed the last 6 months. But I'd appreciate it if you write me an email and don't really expect a response and just let me know. If I had a big staff, I could say, yeah, but I get overwhelmed. And because I'm not the greatest typist, my texts are thank you, love you, hearts, hearts. And people get offended by that. Well, why don't you say something? Because that's why. But love you. So if you've been offended in the past, I just want you to know. But send us some emails so we can know what's going on in Sweden, all the different countries that are connected. Because it hits other countries sometimes before it hits America. And now it's hitting different states before it hits other states. So we need to stay informed of what's really happening that we're not hearing. So anyway, we're dealing with anarchy, lawlessness. What does lawlessness mean? You think about the Wild West, there were outlaws. There were outlaws, and remember how they had to defend a town? You'd call Matt Dillon. You had outlaws. And it's an unruly rebel. We have a lot of things rising. We want to talk about that today. We want to talk about Marxism. What is Marxism? A lot of people are saying, Marxism is here. Well, what is it? Do you know what it is? And I'm also going to repeat a little bit about problem, reaction, solution. It takes 7 times to hear something before you get it. I think the news media gets that because they bombard you with this stuff every single, why they want to brainwash you. Well, we don't want to brainwash you, but we know that it takes hearing something more than once to get it. So you understand what's really happening in our world, because we are definitely in some stages now. I think we're in an intermission. We had Act 1, we're in intermission, and now Act 2 is probably going to happen in the fall. So we need to be prepared and not afraid. So we are dealing with lawlessness. The iniquity shall abound because of the increase of wickedness. And remember, this is not new. In Judges 21:25, when Israel didn't have a king, what did they do? They did what was right in their own eyes. And many groups are rising up doing what's right in their own eyes. And I want to talk to you just a minute about an activist, because an activist and what they are, an activist have been hired to play the role of a disruptor with an agenda. Now, what is an agenda? It's a plan. A lot of the wicked have plans against the righteous. Go read through the Psalms, always talking about the wicked, the wicked, the wicked. These people's jobs, they're paid to agitate and stir up hatred. The devil wants our countries divided. Divided over masks, no masks, vaccines, no vaccines. Every single thing is controlled opposition to have one side against the other side. They want us divided. And regardless of where people fall in your family, and we are going to have difference of opinions, we can't divide. Just know that. But you also shouldn't be silent and just say, well, they're brainwashed, they take the blue pill. You got to learn to stand up and take a little resistance. Because if you don't sow seeds and you're afraid, they're never going to know the truth until they're totally deceived and confused. So you have to kind of put yourself on the chopping block sometimes and look like a tinfoil hatter weirdo. But you're going to have to do it. If you love people, you're going to have to. I did that to my neighbor. We'll see if she talks to me again. But whatever, I just felt led. The door was open, and I just settled probably a little bit more than she thought she wanted to hear. But activists, they've been hired to play the role of a disruptor with an agenda. These people's jobs are to aggravate and stir up hatred. Now, here's a quote from Lenin. There are decades when nothing happens, and there are weeks where decades happen. There are weeks. Have we seen? Let me say that again. There are decades when nothing happens, and then there are weeks when decades happen. Yeah. Things are moving fast. Another quote from the father of the cultural Marxists. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. The old world is dying, and the new world. Everybody's talking about the new world. If you watch any kind of movie, they talk about the new world, the sacrifice for the greater good. Everything is, they're pretty much out in plain sight now, talking about the new world that they want. And in order to bring a new world, the old has to die. And they take out, I talked to you about, bite by bite, the old, and they put in the new. Well, now they're going through taking down statues, taking down history, taking out books of history. That's why I said Kindle is not the best, because they'll take these things down. But if you have a hard copy of things, you have it. So I hope you did that. But the old world is dying, and the new world struggles to be born. Quote from the father of Marxism, now is the time of monsters. Have we seen any kind of monsters arising? What is an agitator? Now, this is what I talked last week about Saul Alinsky and his radicals, Rules for the Radicals, and how they want agitators. What is it? It's a person who stirs up public feelings of discontent. It's a radical, a rebel, a revolter, a reformer, a revolutionist, a troublemaker, a demonstrator, a picketer, a protester, a marcher, an extremist, an insurgent, and a prodder. Let me say that again. What is an agitator? Someone that stirs up rebellion. It's a revolter, a reformer, a revolution. They're all saying now we're getting rid of the police. We have a new revolution. Everything is about new. It's not new, folks. And what they're going for isn't going to be the result that you think that is going to happen, peace, love, and unity. They're troublemakers, demonstrators. People don't go down and burn things, burn people's businesses down in the name of creating something new, unless there's an agenda and a plan behind it. So hopefully we're going to do again what we did last week and go through that hole in the wall and go. The rabbit hole goes deep. You have to be a researcher and a studier to know what's going on or be hungry for truth, because otherwise the delusion's going to hit you because you're going to think all is well, everything's going to go back to normal. They're insurgents and they're prodders. They just keep on. Just keeps on things. This is from a reporter of an agitator. It's a little older, but it's from a reporter. And let me read you what he said. Not all of it. I just take out the highlights. This is when these protests started. And national-wide protests and riots following the death of this guy, I'm not even going to say it, saying the majority of the violence has been instigated by professional paid protesters with an agenda. Just by my experience of reporting on protests and being in the thick of Baltimore, Ferguson, that the bad actors were people that weren't from the area. This wasn't something that I just made up. It's just a matter of experience and being there on the ground. You have people that have their own agenda that are anarchists that are part of these different groups, professional paid protesters. Why do I know this? I know this because I would go to city reporting and I would see some of the same faces. These people's jobs are to agitate and to stir up hatred. Wow. So in 2 Timothy 3:1, we have to come to grips with what we're living in perilous times. What does the word perilous mean? It also is there in another point in scripture where it was demonic activity. Perilous times are dangerous times. They're uncertain times. And that word perilous means exceedingly fierce. Exceedingly fierce. You wake up and you don't know what you're going to find on the television the next day. What happened last night, right? These are exceedingly fierce times. The spiritual battle that we're in right now is based on anti-God, anti-Christian, which is a big part of the apostate church that's saying we're going into a great revival, which is really a great falling away, because it's not really leading you to God, but it's leading to believe that we're all united, we're all one. So it's based on anti-God, anti-moral, that there are no morals. Do whatever you want. Anti-family. We're going to hit that just a little bit. Anti-family. And now what they're doing is they're trying to remake America and other nations at a rapid speed, and their real intentions are masked by agents of change. They're always calling for change. And we thought it was a good change, but it's not a good change as we go through that hole in the wall and we see what's really going on in our day. It's masked by agents of change and sustainable development. You're going to hear that word over and over and over from now on, sustainable development. If it's not sustainable, you're not going to have it. In other words, if they don't want it, it's going away. The end game. What is the end game? Global governance. A framework which all countries, rich and poor, they want to operate on. This is the satanic system that's rising, the beast. Also involved with this beast system is artificial intelligence. You know that, right? Satan wants to be like God. So artificial intelligence is everywhere, everywhere. He wants to know your thoughts. That's another whole sermon. But we're going to look at Karl Marx, because many people are saying many of these agencies and these groups are backed by Marxism, and people don't know what that is because we don't know history. So we're just going to give you a minute here. Karl Marx, he was born in 1818, through 1883. His fruits were not good. He left his wife to starve and his kids to starve as he went on drinking binges. Because of his radical beliefs, he was thrown out of many universities. He was an atheist and a secular humanist who wrote the Communist Manifesto. He was very radical. He did not believe in life after death. He believed only in the natural, material world. And our churches were infiltrated with some of this because they didn't believe in the afterlife. Basically, they just believe in the here and now. Get rich. Get on the Ponzi scheme to get rich. Just everything you can collect right now. Because why? It's your best life right now. So he valued people only for what they could do for the state. Now you're going to hear a lot more about the state. We're under the commands of the state and of the governors, the governing. And what they have is 10 regions, which are 10 governors, and they want to bring it into one, eventually into one. So he wrote the Communist Manifesto. He valued people only for what they could do for the state. The basis of Marxism is atheism, greatly influenced by George Hegel. I slaughter more words. People, I love you. I know you love me too, or you wouldn't listen to all the slaughtering I do. Who cares, or he calls for change and he invites conflict. And we're going to go over that again at the end of what that dialect is. Controlled conflict. Opposite forces attack each other, and then that way they control history. They control both sides of the war many times, giving guns to both sides. They control conflict to get the outcomes they want. Remember, Satan is a narcissist. They like to win. They don't like losing. So they want to have people on both sides of the fence so that what? They win. No matter what happens, they win. You have to know this, because if you don't understand how these systems work, you're not going to understand. You're going to be playing in the game. And what we talked about last week, there's a game within the game. And that's what God showed Ezekiel in that hole. He wanted you to know these 70 elders are wicked. They have a program they're doing for the people, but behind closed doors, they're doing abominable things. And if that was happening back in Ezekiel's time, in the church back then, guess what? There's wicked people everywhere. The organizer is constantly creating new out of the old. Remember we talked about Saul Alinsky and the old. The old has to come down. The new has to arise. All new ideas arise from conflict, as the sacred ideas of the past must be changed and agitated. We're seeing that right now, aren't we? That all the old statues, the old history of this and that has to be pulled down and changed in attitude and agitated and destroyed. This is their goal, and we're seeing it. If this was taught a couple years ago, people wouldn't even get it. They're like, pfft. But now we see it. So let's look in Ezekiel. What we did last week, let's go back there real quick and see. Ezekiel, and every verse of Scripture is in there for a reason. Everything God's put in here, oh, that's Old Testament. It's there for a reason. It's to teach us something. So what does God want us to see? So the Lord showed, he took Ezekiel in a vision and showed him the sins of the spiritual leaders that was hidden. Ezekiel 8. I haven't really got a verse yet. I'm just going to give you an intro. He wanted to show people their secret lives. People do things in secret. Remember, the devil does things in secret, and he's a liar. He's the father of it. There's people that follow him, and so they're going to lie, and they're going to do things in secret. But God likes to expose, because God's got light. And that's why they want Christians out of the way, by the way. They want them out of the way because they bring light. And the devil doesn't want light. He wants his false light. The false light, the false sons of God. So here, the 70 elders of the house of Israel had gathered in secret to offer incense to Baal or to Satan. Influenced men had taken over the temple. Way back then even, they'd taken over the temple of the one true God and used it secretly to practice their wicked abominations. So here we see and read this, but the first thing he shows them is the image of jealousy. And if that isn't a good sign of a false church, is jealousy. Oh, we're the best church. We're the only church. There is no other church. they just promote themselves and cause other people, they compete. In true Christianity, there's no competition. It's all about him. So the first abomination you're going to see is jealousy in the entry, the foyer. Not funny. Then, verse 6, the house of Israel commits. Verse 7, I look, behold, a hole in the wall. Then he said unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall. And I want to say today, there is a huge rabbit hole. In churches, in politics, in government, everything we have, that what appears to be, we got to dig deeper if we want to really see what God wants us to see. So if this happened in his day, think of how much. The Bible says the wicked are going to get better. No, you're going to wax worse. Wax worse. That means grow worse and worse. So God's showing us this for a reason. Why? He doesn't want you deceived. And I've told you this over and over. Don't be caught up in a man, a preacher, a politician, or whatever. They're there for reasons. This is the end times. And if you're wrapped up thinking they're going to save you, I'm sorry to say, God's told us he's the Savior. This is not our world. This is not the Christian world. He said, don't love this world and the things of this world. Well, I thought there was some good in it. We're reaching a point now, and I'm going to share why. They've wanted to control both parties. Are we there yet? You decide. And he said, remember the positive, negative, the right, the left, the pitting against each other, what distraction to get what they want. He said unto me, go in and behold. Well, that gives me no hope. Well, you got to put your hope in Christ. You can't put your hope in men. Why? God told us, take heed that you don't become deceived. We were all deceived by preachers, many of us. Now he doesn't want us to be deceived in this end time. Why? Your trust has to be in him. Your trust has to be in him. He said unto me, go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do here. Then he saw in verse 10, idols in the house of the Lord, 70 men, the censer in their hand. There's a lot of them are still doing that, aren't they? Censers in their hand. He said, what they do in the dark. They don't think God sees God sees everything in the, what we're going. But we want to, they were weeping for Tammuz or whatever, the god of fertility. They were praying for false gods, and I thought it was very interesting. We won't get here, but their faces were towards the east, the sun god. Many of these religions worship the sun. Do a whole study on the sun god. That's quite interesting. And then it said they filled the land with violence, and then they put a branch to the nose. I thought that was interesting. The branch. Look at some of the symbols of some of these things. The branch to their nose, pagan worship. As they prayed to their idols. Okay, so go study that out. We don't have time. That was kind of a review. But we see that God wants us to see what's coming. He saw the corruption of the religious leaders. And he said, for among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait. As he set a snares, they set a trap. They catch men. This is what they do. They set up something that looks really good to catch people, to deceive people. Who has a lot of deception going on right now? The young people. The young people are being caught in deception. The old is bad. This is rotten. And there's so much that is bad in so many. We live in a broken world. And we're not going to fix things overnight. But they think this promise is going to happen and this and that. But they're going to be caught with other snares. The wicked shall walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Wicked men get in places not just because they're great people. They get paid to go into certain places. They take oaths to go into certain. There's so many things. You have to know what's going on. There's tares among the wheat. There always has been. And it's going to grow worse as the time goes. So we're on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the New World Order, David Rockefeller said. Their agendas are on warp speed right now. So we have to see there's agitators out there, and Marxism is on the rise. Now, the Hegelian dialect that I talked about last week, I want to say it again because I don't think people really get and understand how this game is played. There is a game within the game. There is news within the news. We are being told things, the blue pill of what we are being conditioned, what we are told to believe. You're going to have to do your own studying and your own research, and it's going to take you down a rabbit hole, which now I don't even... I won't even recommend books anymore. I was just like, I see good things in this, and then I see maybe they're controlled opposition. It's good to be in your Bible, because if you start following men, you're going to always, you know, especially as this great awakening, you might really be confused and discouraged. And I believe that they do this in the church. I've thought this for years. They set people up, then they cause scandals to bring Christians down. They use this game within the game in Christianity as well. They use it in politics. They use it everywhere. They want people to lose faith in Christ. So they'll build someone up, then they create a scandal, and then they, well, how many people have backslid over scandals? Because why? We can't put our faith in men. Well, if they didn't make, we're not supposed to be following them. Jesus told us to follow him. So regardless of who falls, in politics or in Christianity, Jesus never fell. So get rooted in him and not people. Otherwise, in these end times, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. And if you know how the game is played, you won't fall for it. I'll pass. Thank you. So this Hegelian dialect is inspired by Karl Marx. Okay, so this is part of the way of getting power and keeping it. Marxism. The political left and right are pitted against each other for global outcomes and controlled conflict. In the Hegelian system, conflict is essential as order comes through guided conflict or chaos. One of its logos are the chessboard. The black and white squares symbolize control, having two different opposite parts, dualism in the game of life. And if you listen, everything's about balance. Some of these wicked people also give to charities that are very good. Why? Because they have to balance out their evil works with good works. It's part of the dualism. In the Hunger Games, you had the resistance. And at the end, you found out the resistance was controlled opposition, working for the same people. I didn't watch that, but that was told to me. Controlled opposition actually being covertly or secretly serving. That way they actually infiltrate and they know what's going on. If you're a good spy and you want to go into the other country, you know, you become a double agent. So that way you can report back, but you're in control and they know everything that's going on. They've been telling us this in the James Bond movies for years. We just didn't know that that's how the game was played in a lot of places. Infiltration are eyes to the enemy. You get in, might take you a long time to get into that community, that church, that whatever it is. But now you're our eyes. And now you tell us everything that's going on. How the game is within the game. You're secretly a plant. The goal. What is the goal of Marxism? What is the goal of all this? Now remember, this is a satanic system. And why are we talking about it? Because it has to arise. The Bible says that the beast system will arise. It's like, whew, here it comes. The goal is order through guided conflict or chaos to keep control using madness and fear tactics. And that's why I hate bad Christian preachers that use guilt on people, that manipulate them, that control them through guilt that God's not happy with you if you don't give me all your money. That tactic there is so bad, and it's worked so much on widows, and it's very demonic and it's mean. It's just so abusive. It's fear. It's fear tactics and guilt. The Holy Spirit doesn't guilt us. He convicts us, but he doesn't put guilt and all these things on that our churches have done for years. So that's how they work in the churches, to use fear tactics. Another quote, you never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things you could not do before. So they're going to create chaos and fear to pass laws that would never be passed. Engineer a crisis to fit your goals. What are the goals? What's the agenda? Okay, we're going to create a problem so that we can get this passed. We couldn't have gotten this passed without this problem. Control the masses through deliberately creating division or trigger a crisis, a problem that causes the people to react with fear, anger, confusion, and demand a solution. We're seeing this happening. The world appears divided and chaotic because it's been made that way. Order out of chaos. It provides distraction and cover for the wicked to put other things in place, other agendas and plans in place. And it also provides a scapegoat for the masses who are now divided against each other. Problem, reaction, solution. Order out of chaos. The system they always wanted. Laws are passed that could never have been passed without the chaos. Divide and conquer. Bring confusion. These are guidelines, but they're required. This won't help you, but you're demanded to do it. Confusion. God is not the author of confusion. Don't get me started on that. I hate seeing people manipulate people to get what their result is, and they're so confused, and then now we're all divided. The order has reigned through deception and confusion. Something's told you once, then it's told doublespeak, and it's a different meaning. Doublespeak, that's confusion. That's lying. God is not the author of any of that. God tells us the truth. He doesn't change. The devil is an author of confusion. The order has reigned through deception and confusion. Now the agenda is accomplished. Now they want to combine the world's governments, the religions, the militaries, the money, create the problem, get the reaction, provide the solution for your safety, for your security. Contact tracing, surveillances. This dialect, political and social scientist, Hegel, was at the University of Berlin. He died in 1831. He stated, history can be shaped and ultimate peace can come only through controlled conflict between opposing forces. So if you see the opposing forces, you have to see the game. And God shows you through the hole in the wall. Why? So you know you're not confused, you're not deceived, you see the enemy's plan. And what a wonderful plan he has to confuse and divide the world. But it doesn't work on you if you see the hole in the wall. So I'm going to close with this. A couple of things here. Somebody asked me to share this again, but the goals of Marxism. Now you know who Karl Marx is. He's got goals, and you're going to see them rising up. Divide and conquer techniques, chaos, disorder, confusion, turmoil. Marx was hostile towards any religion. Listen to this. Marx was hostile towards any religion that did not promote God. One more time. I wrote this in a little tiny. Marx was hostile towards any religion that did not promote man as God. So what did we see in our churches? Man as God. You have anything. You have all power. You have all control through your words, through your thoughts, control your life. Well, God controls mine even when I have bad thoughts. Thank God I don't have to climb that broken ladder. Control, you know. So he was hostile towards any religion that did not promote man as God. That's very Bible teaching. Of male and female now is under scrutiny. As I'm going to share you a new law that was just passed last week. You might not understand, but the goals of Marxism discredit the family as an institution and encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court passed a ruling, I don't know if you guys heard about this, that has redefined the meaning of sex under the Title VII of the Civil Rights Act to include gender identity and sexual orientation. Let me share you a little bit about, I have so many people, this thing on the family. So what is it? The law was written in 1964. There were only two options, male and female. Now sex also means both one's sexual orientation and one's gender identity. The U.S. Supreme Court has redefined the meaning of sex under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act to include gender identity and sexual orientation. What does this mean? the potential of the spiritual war that will continue from this point on, Justice, whatever his name is, Alito, laid out the potential consequences of today's ruling. The end of sex-specific bathrooms and locker rooms, allowing biological men to compete in women's sports, earning scholarships set aside for women, lawsuits against colleges that refuse to assign opposite-sex students as roommates, punishment for churches who require employees to adhere to biblical models of human sexuality, meaning you can no longer just preach man and woman in marriage. Punishment for the churches who require employees to adhere to biblical models of human sexuality. Mandatory coverage for sex reassignment surgeries. And that's just the beginning, he said. The Family Research Council said, "We are disappointed the Supreme Court chose to radically rewrite the statute by expanding its meaning to cover all these things, gender identity and sexual orientation. The church must see that the biblical teaching of family, of male and female, is now threatened. What is the most important thing for the church to see is where biblical vision of sexuality and family is out of step," they say. "Now we are no longer in direction of American culture." So what is that? Goes right under undermining the family. Undermine the family. Discredit the family as an institution. What is this? This is anti-Christ. This is going against the Bible. So we are seeing now a new law. Undermine the family under Marxism. This is Marxism. Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage easy divorce. Undermine Christianity. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Unfortunately, many of our kids and grandkids are falling for this social movement. Infiltrate it. Replace the churches. They've been infiltrating our colleges for a long time with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. That sounds like our old, was he a governor or mayor? You don't need a crutch, that wrestler guy. Yeah, I remember him saying, "You don't need religion, that's just a crutch." I was like, oh, okay. Last couple things. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. There we have it right there. Yep. Technical decisions of the courts. The courts make what? New laws. So there had to be infiltration into the courts. Control key professions, capture one or both. There's 45 of them. You can go look it up. The 45 goals of is that the title of it? 45 goals. So I want you to have your own list because it's important. I have so many papers today. But capture one or both political parties in the United States. Gain control of key positions in radio, television, and motion pictures. Why? That way they control the news. Transfer some of the powers. Listen to this. This is what's going on right now in our state. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. We are seeing this now. So if we don't think this is happening, we're blinded, we're deceived, we're in the blue pill, we're not facing reality. And a lot of people won't until this is on their doorstep. They think it's great to just get rid of the police. There are some bad police, but there's a bigger agenda behind this than what you see. And there are people, especially the young people, are falling into this, thinking that there's gonna have a greater life in a greater world, but they have no idea of the Marxist agenda and the Communist Manifesto and the things that are happening underneath all these agendas. But the Bible tells us it's so. If you read your Bible, you're going to see, especially the book of Revelation, which most people don't want to read, there's a lot of things coming to light now. It's like, wow, the beast is going to rise. And there is a depopulation in the book of Revelations. I used to always think, that's a really bad verse. You have to know. They think they actually want, one of the guys that I was reading from said it would be wonderful to get rid of 350,000 people a day. There's too many people on the earth, and the earth needs balance. Too many people is a cancer on the earth. So what do? Eventually, they decide who lives and who dies, being God, right? Oh, wow. That's why I said I didn't want to be like the evening news, but we're facing it, and we have to be aware of what these communistic rules are, because when you see them happening, the facts, you can take them to your children, and you can tell them what this is, because it's going to all be glossied. It's so wonderful, and this new peace, and all this unity is going to be so awesome. Take down and let them know the game within the game. Show them. You're going to have to do some homework on your own now, because things are changing fast. And keep praying that these things get pushed back. I still believe we have authority and power as we seek God to give us a little more time to get people saved. But these agendas have been in place for a long time. And now it seems like decades, nothing happened, and now everything's happening. Things are happening very fast. And we have to be alert. We have to be watchmen. It doesn't say we have to be joyful watchmen. Oh, yay. That's part of the false church. Everything had to be great. You had to tickle my ears and I'd take it. But don't you give me a rebuke or I'm leaving and I'm offended. I'm never coming back. Well, the Bible says blessed are those that are not offended. You know why? Because a lot of things in the Bible will offend you. The end times are not very pretty, but it's good. We win. But it also means there's some casualties along the way. But the big part of the casualty is deception and confusion. And you don't need to be confused or deceived. That's the good news. The bad news is the world we thought we lived in was a lie. That's hard. And when you find out, you grieve. Some days I grieve. The more I learn, I grieve. Then you have to get back up again, because you got to tell truth to people around you. So it's not all about, oh, hip, hip, hooray, I'm a cheerleader. No, we're watchmen. And we have to watch what God wants us to see. And what are we called to do? Listen and obey. Listen and obey. And we know what we want to hear? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. We have to be faithful, even if nobody else does. Do you think Ezekiel had a great fan club? Do you think Jeremiah had a great fan club? Do you think Noah had a great fan club? They stood alone. But you know what? God honored him, and he'll honor us as we stand alone. Sometimes we have to stand alone. People don't see it. They're all blue-pilled people. They sit and I said, if you like TV, you're not going to like me, because I'm going to tell you opposite of what people notice. All their little symbolism and their little circles and their necklaces, all these people. You know, you start learning, if you followed what I told you to do, get these symbol books, when they start bringing their symbols out, you're like, I know exactly who you are. They operate through that. That's their spiritual language, is their symbols. And when you see behind the symbols of all their little things, you go, I know who you are. I know what you're assigned to do. But I know who I am, and I know what God's called me to do. Look through the hole and see what's really going on. Amen? Father, we thank you for this. We thank you for the time we have together. You said, don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Daniel, he obeyed you. He kept praying even when it wasn't popular. He just kept on doing what you called him to do. So, Father, I thank you for all the Daniels out there that are listening, those that are standing. They're being light. They are light in a dark world. We give you all the praise and glory for it. Strengthen all of us, Lord, in this time. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear, so we're not part of the deception or being deceived or being confused. We thank you. We are not confused. And everyone said?
Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right hand corner, there is a give button. Thank you, and see you next time.
Apart from you, we can do nothing. So we depend.